This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fay. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
It's a great weekend. We finally got into some warm temperatures. It's Mother's Day weekend. Cannot complain.
You cannot go wrong. It's going to be a wonderful weekend.
It really is.
People will be buying flowers, candy. I mean, you name it. Cups. They give cups.
Taking mom out to lunch or brunch or whatever the case may be.
And more cards than you can count.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Can you imagine if you were Hallmark?
Oh, I think they say that Mother's Day weekend is one of the biggest weekends out of the year for not only cards, but phone calls.
It is. There will be 122 million phone calls.
Wow.
122 million. That's in the U.S. of A.
That is a lot of phone calls.
That's a lot of phone calls. Because a lot of people can't get there. You know,
yeah.
They're across the country, and they live so far away, but they make that call.
And that's important to do.
It is. And mothers are more popular than anybody.
Well, truth be told, they're the ones that keep it all together. It's the men, but it's not.
That's right. And because mothers are so special, there'll be more candy, more flowers, everything in the world.
Yes.
You name it, and it'll probably be sold this weekend.
And it should be.
And spa packages. That is big, big.
Yes.
Oh, spa packages are big this time.
Yeah, like facials and nail stuff and all that.
And the husbands run down and buy those little deals as fast as they can.
And we have no idea what we're saying. We just say, can we get a thing for Mother's Day with the thing with the nails and the face thing?
Yes. And they just hand you a little card, and they go in there, and they've got it.
And fortunately, they know what they're talking about, even though we don't.
They do. Yeah. And I know the one that I use is having a special, getting everybody in and saying, we'll give you all these things, you know, for a set price.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's an important weekend. There'll be so much food sold this weekend.
Yes.
We can't even imagine.
It's part of how we celebrate mom.
And, you know, children will be giving their moms something they made at school.
Yes.
That you'll want to cherish the rest of your life.
Yes. And those always usually go into a box of memories someplace.
That's it. So it is a special weekend. And, I think that being alive is pretty special.
it's a good start. Yeah.
It's a good start right there. Oh, my gosh. Well, let's give out the phone number.
Let's do.
Phone number is 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And you can always go to the website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find a wealth of information, case studies from past investments. You know exactly what people have been making. You'll see what people are saying. Testimonials are there, and you can read all those and see what past customers' experience has been like and hear from them themselves. It's my understanding. Now, first of all, we're talking about growing your money so that you can retire early, wealthy, and happy.
Happy is a lot. When you've got the money and you can retire early, that makes you happy.
Yes. That probably should be the first thing.
That's right.
So it's my understanding that this has been a really, really, really big week.
It has. The London policy matured this week. We did this policy in March of this year, 2 months ago.
Really?
And they passed away this week. And they made 15% in 2 weeks.
Wow.
2 months, excuse me.
That is incredible.
It is really incredible. It's been a long time since we've had one mature in 2 months.
Has that ever happened? Is that a record?
It happened 2 years ago.
Really?
So it doesn't happen very often.
Wow. And you just filled this in March, and it's just now matured.
It just now matured.
Wow.
So they got paid 15% in 2 months. One guy was talking to his CPA about it. CPA said, do you know how much money you would have had to have had in the stock market to have done this? And that's exactly right.
Wow.
In order to pull this off.
Yeah. I would imagine that probably all the people in this particular policy were probably shocked.
Yes. There was 33 of them in it.
33?
It was a $3 million policy.
Oh, wow.
$3 million, and there was 33 people in it.
Wow. And each one of them got 15%?
15%.
Wow. That's incredible.
It is incredible. And I got a lot of little notes saying, you know, wow, what a deal. And,
yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were really proud of what we'd done. And I'm glad we called it because I had no idea that they were going to pass away in 2 months after we did it.
Now, what was it about this particular policy that drew you to it?
Well, of course, you know, it was breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those are so important.
Yeah.
You know. And so I thought it was a good policy. I wouldn't have bought it. But it was still, you know, a longer policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a 15-monther. And it turned into a 2-month policy.
Wow.
So that, you know, we thought it was going to be short at 15 months.
Yeah.
But it turned out, you know, it was 2 months, and they became very ill and did pass away. And I was just thankful that we owned the policy.
Yeah.
You know, so that it was a good thing for our clients. They'll be reinvesting real soon, and we'll turn that money again this same year. That's what I love. If you can turn the money more than one time in a year, you've really done something.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen very, very, very often.
It's fantastic to turn around. And it really, everybody wins. The policyholder got to sell the policy, and they were able to either settle their estate or use it for treatments or, you know, just make sure all their everything was finalized before they did pass away. So they got to do that on their end. And then you got to turn around and offer that to investors to invest in, and then they turn around and made money. So it works out well for everybody.
It did. The people needed the money or they wouldn't have sold the policy. Our clients need to make money, and that's why they were here with us, and that's why they put their money in it.
Yeah.
So it is a red letter day for people that were in that policy. And, you know, now all we're waiting on is a certified death certificate, which, you know, they'll get that in a couple of weeks, and then it will go to the insurance company, and then they will pay.
And that doesn't take very long, right?
Usually 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's not long at all.
As long as there's no complications.
Mm-hmm.
And there should not be any complications on this one. They're U.S. citizens, and they live right here in the United States.
Sounds pretty straightforward.
It is straightforward. And the only time you could ever have a problem is if they go off to Mexico and then end up dying there.
Mm. Does that happen often?
We've only had it happen one time.
Oh, okay.
And we had to get a Mexican death certificate.
What does that do to the process? Does something need to be?
It takes longer. Takes longer.
All right.
Because we have to get it certified in Mexico.
Okay.
And those people, it's always mañana.
Yeah.
Always mañana. Tomorrow, get it done.
Yeah.
So it does make a difference.
Okay, so it just slows down the process.
Yeah, it just slowed it down a lot.
Okay.
So, but we got it handled. It just took a long time.
Yeah, I see. All right, so what about policies that you've got coming up?
Okay.
Because I think I heard, if I understand right, there was some bidding going on, and I think you've got some really good news.
Right. We bought the $4 million policy. We bought another million since then. Hopefully next week we'll start putting everybody in them. And we had to wait for signatures. And I know it took a long time, but we did get all the signatures done, and we'll be filling that policy starting this next week.
So they are ready to go.
We're ready to go.
So what happens? How do you fill these policies? Do people just call you up and say, okay, I want to be in this policy?
No.
Or?
We're going to look at everybody that's in both banks, and we'll start with the people that have been waiting the longest and then go on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And just one by one, we'll get them all in it.
Okay.
And it depends how much they have in their account as to, you know, what they're going to put in this policy. We'll have to figure out how much we can let them put in each policy.
All right.
So we'll get that done.
And I'm sure you probably got, and I'm just guessing here, but I'm sure you've probably got some investors that may look at something like this and they go, yeah, I don't really want to be in this one. And then you'll go on to somebody else. Is that?
If they do that, they lose their place in line.
Uh-oh.
And then it's going to be a while till we get back to them.
Oh,
the best thing you can do is if I've picked the policy out, You know I want you in it. Mm-hmm. So you should go ahead and say yes and get in the policy.
Are there certain people that wouldn't be right for this? Say you're taking 10 investors and you get to number 7, and for whatever reason, maybe their profile doesn't fit this. It wouldn't work out well. Would you go on, or would you put them in at any? How does that work?
Well, most people have the same profile.
Okay.
You know, they've got the money. They want to invest, and they want to make some money. So usually there's not anything wrong with putting them in a policy, no matter who they are. Unless it's somebody that says, I have to have a short term.
Mm.
You know, maybe their age. Maybe they say, I want to do 18-month ones. You know, and we would, you know, honor that. But most of them, it'll work for any of them at any age.
So most people by now, especially ones that have been with you for a while, they know how this works. If you come to them with a policy and say, this is, we want to put you in this, and do most of them just say, okay, sure, do it? Or do they want to look at the report? They want to see the data?
When we send it to them, we send the reports out right then.
Okay.
We're going to send the reports out and say, here, is the LE, read this, and then respond back to us with a yes. Because we have to have it in writing.
Do they have a certain time frame? I assume there probably is a deadline.
Yes. I mean, we need it within 3 days back.
Oh, okay.
And we're calling them if we don't hear, because we're going to give them that second chance.
So this is moving. This is a fast-moving train.
It is. When we get ready to do it, we start and we go through it real quickly to get it filled and get the owner of the policy their money. And then our people are anxious to get their money out to them.
Mm-hmm.
So once we start, if we cannot find that person, it happens every once in a while. We call, and we email them, and they just didn't get back to us. And then they call back, oh, I want in that policy. Well, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
So usually they do answer right away because they do want to get in those policies.
What about somebody who's new, who hasn't been in through the process before? Where would they fall into the chain?
Just like everybody else, on a first-come basis, just as quick as we can.
Okay.
Because we want to get everybody in the policy.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to leave anybody out. And we want their money invested because that's the only way they're going to make any money.
So say somebody's been with you for a while.
Uh-huh.
How many, on average, how many policies would a typical investor be in at any given moment?
Probably 4 or 5.
Okay. So
yeah, most of ours are in several.
So like one will mature, and then they'll invest in another one, and then
yes,
another one will mature. So it's always turning over.
Yes, and right now, you know, we've got the land body that money's in the bank. We've got 2 or 3 others that the money is there, and we need to get that out.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be investing that right back out.
And so the way it works, I think, if I understand right, people have an account and they have funds in that account. And so when you say, okay, we're going to put you in this policy, and they say, okay, that's great, let's move forward, they don't have to come down or email you a check or...
The money is in there.
So they just putting it in the policy.
Yeah, once they say yes, we move the money out when we're ready to close.
Mm-hmm.
The bank pays the people. And then they're automatically in that policy because they've already signed.
Oh, okay. All right.
So yeah, everybody has to sign every time.
Fairly simple, quick process.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So we're talking about investing in life insurance policies. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring.
And the website, of course, AmericanFinancialMidland.com. And the brilliant thing that I think most people get excited about is the fact that investing in life insurance policies is absolutely nothing like investing in the stock market. Does it take people some time to get used to it?
I think it does, because it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different type of investment. And there's risk, just like in the stock market. The risk is different, but there is risk. And the first risk is it could go over, and you're responsible for paying the premium. So they have to know that. They have to know that it could happen. It could go over for 2-3 years. It happens every once in a while. And then, of course, it's not liquid during the time it's invested.
Okay.
Okay?
So when policies do go over, what kind of premiums are people looking at maybe having to pay?
Oh, usually it's $200-$300 a year.
Oh.
Now, we've got a couple that went over that were large, and we knew it might go over. So every once in a while you'll have one, but we tell them in advance. So they have the ability to not go in it if it's high, or to go in it if it's high. So if it's high, what we do, we put a bunch of people in it, and that brings that premium right back down.
Okay. So we're not looking at like tens of thousands of dollars
no.
or anything like that.
No, we're not.
It's a very, very small amount.
Yes.
Well, it certainly seems worth it to if you had to pay a couple hundred dollars a year to get, you know, maybe 24% return on your investment.
Right.
It's pretty low price to have to pay.
Yes.
So what happens when you get the policies, you start bidding on them, you get them, how does the process work from there? How do you distribute them? Do you contact people? Do people contact you? Does anybody ever say, hey, I want to be in this particular policy,
no,
but not this one?
No, because we're presenting one at a time.
Okay.
We present one policy, we fill that, then we go to the next one, then the next one.
And when you look at the policies and you decide which ones you want to bid on,
uh-huh.
What are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for that magic bullet, you know, that tells us that they're very, very sick and it's spread.
Mm-hmm.
We want metastatic cancer. We want cancer that started at one end and moved around. We don't want one that's just started. It's got to be stage four. If cancer has just started, it's going to be stage one or stage two.
Mm-hmm.
So we want stage four terminal. We're looking to see on that policy, is it terminal? That means they're not going to make a comeback. So when we look, I look to see if it's in the ribs, if it's in the skeleton, you know, is it in the liver? Pancreatic cancer, as you know, is the one that kills everybody.
Yeah.
Pancreatic cancer is so fast.
And there's no cure for it.
There's no cure for pancreatic cancer that I know of. The first thing we look for, has it been resected? Were they able to operate? Mm-hmm. If it's inoperable, they will not be here very, very long.
Wow.
They've got a couple of years if they can operate. If they can't, it's very fast moving.
And then also another thing you look for is when people try to seek, alternate treatments?
They do. They'll say, I'm going to Mexico. The chiropractor is going to help me. You're in trouble. You are in trouble. That's just not the way it works.
It never works out that well.
No, it doesn't.
When you start bidding on policies, is there a place where you go to find them to bid on? How do they end up on your desk?
Okay, that is the license providers bring us those policies. And when the license providers bring it to us, they say, I've got these three policies. I want to register it with you. And we look at them and see if we can buy them. And we're going to bid on them with that particular company.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get the bid, you know, we're going to close as quickly as possible. And if we don't get the bid, we have to keep a copy of what we bid.
Okay. So I know this is a very it's a different type of investment than your traditional investments, stock markets and all that. So what are some of the initial questions that some new policyholders, they come to you and they talk to you for the first time and they say, Faye, I heard you talking about this. I'm not really sure. I just have some questions. What are some normal, typical firsts?
Well, they're going to want to know, you know, how long the policies are,
mm-hmm.
What kind of cancer they might have, how sick they are, questions like that. And how do they get paid? You know, the bank pays them. It goes right back in their account.
Everything is done through escrow.
Everything's through escrow, third party.
And the reason, and this helps people because not only is it regulation, but it also helps them as well. It helps to keep everything secure. Some people may think that, you know, they may write you a check and then you go and do whatever you want to it. That's not how it works
no,
at all.
No, everything's handled by a bank or someone else. We never touch the money. Never, never, never.
Mm-hmm. Is that a different policy for people? Do they? Because people who have invested in the stock markets, they're probably not used to that.
Because they're used to the brokerage house having access to their money directly, not at the bank, but at the brokerage house.
And they can do anything they want to with that.
That's right. They have full access to it, and we don't.
You don't?
Nope.
Well, people must love that.
Yes, because ours has to be in escrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the agreement with the bank. The bank is the escrow agent. They take care of the money.
Okay. So to get involved with this, what are some of the minimum requirements?
Well, you must have $100,000. That's our minimum. You must have either $200,000 in income per year, or you have to have $1 million gross net worth.
Okay.
If you don't, we would have to put you in annuities or some other program.
Okay. And that includes 401(k)s. It includes property, rental property.
Yes. If you have oil leases, if you have oil property, if you have a ranch or cattle or horses, you know, whatever you have,
mm-hmm.
Most things you can count. But your home, you cannot. If you've got a second home, like you know, rental properties. You may all the rental property you can put in there. If you have a lake house, that would go in as to assets.
Vehicles.
Yeah. And then sometimes they forget that 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big one. So you don't want to forget that.
Because they may have left an employer a while ago and it's been sitting there and it just doesn't. And so you help people find all that.
Yes.
And so what kinds of things do they need to get together?
Well, the first thing, if they have a 401k or an IRA, they have to have a copy of that for the bank.
Mm-hmm.
The bank requires that. Right. And then we have to fill out, you know, the application to open the account at the bank. And again, it's going to say, what is your net worth? You know, what is your income? You know, it asks a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. You ever find that people start, you know, answering these questions and you've got to go back and redo things because they estimate so far off from reality because maybe they have forgotten something or didn't include something or maybe included too much?
Yeah, well, we try to be sure it's accurate.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
All right. So this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is
877-588-3330. That's 4877.
Boy, that's a trick question.
Yeah. 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
This is all about growing your money so you can retire happy, wealthy, and early, which is, I think, something that everybody wants to do. What are some stories about people who have retired early?
They have retired early. This year, we had several that did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their goal when they met me 4 years ago. They were going to retire in 2 years. I said, what if you had more money and you could retire in 4 years? And so they did. And so they did have $1 million by the time they retired. And they're taking, you know, $30,000 to $40,000 a year out, and it'll work as long as they don't take too much per year. You'll have enough to last the rest of your life.
Do you help monitor, like put together some kind of a budget or watch them? So if somebody
says, try to do a budget and tell them this is how much we think you can take out per year, $50,000, $60,000. You know, if you get real crazy and you're taking $100,000 out, you may not have enough for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? And if you retire early, remember, it's a long time.
It is.
It's going to be a long time that you know, you're going to be around spending money. So you do have to be cautious.
And one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to plan on retiring at a certain age. You think that you've got enough, and then you find out you don't, and then you've got to reduce your quality
living standards,
of life.
Yes.
Exactly. And that's the last thing you want to have happen.
That's right. So we try to do it right the first time.
What is the youngest person you've ever seen retire age-wise?
About 54, 55.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yes.
How long does it take to get to a point where they can have enough to – and I know every case is different.
Well,
but
usually 6 or 7 years. You're going to need at least that much.
Okay.
And sometimes it takes longer. And then sometimes it's a lot faster, like 4. Like for these other people, it was 4 years.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you're looking at 6 or 7 years.
So somebody in their mid to late 40s still could come to you and get started and still end up retiring early.
Yes, they could.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, when we start on it, you know, we're putting them in everything that we can, you know, to keep them fully invested where they've got this income coming in all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know. So when we start, we say, okay, how much money once you do retire, you're going to need per year. So that's our goal then, to get them to that point. And we've had a lot of people retire this year. We've had, you know, that pilot retired. Some people with Pioneer Natural Gas retired. We've been handling their investments. There's just several of them that have, you know, made enough money with us. They were lucky. Some of them came in early, and that's the key to it. If some of them come in early, it's going to get you there faster.
Early, like how early?
A year early.
Okay.
All yeah. Right. And if your policy comes in consistently early, or if you have a lot mature, and you know, we've had so many since the first of the year, we've had 9 mature.
That's insane.
It is. It really is insane.
Because we're only into what? Middle
April,
of May.
Just start of May, yeah.
Wow. That's almost 2 per month.
Yes.
Wow.
So we've had a lot mature.
That is incredible. What is an age that might be too late for somebody to get started?
I say 80. In my opinion, 80's too late. You missed the boat.
So somebody in their 60s, say.
That's perfect. Yeah, you've got plenty of time if you're 60.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because I know a lot of times, people hear, my goodness, you've really got to get started when you're like 25.
No.
But they're basing that off like the stock market and other quote-unquote traditional investment opportunities. And this is, being completely different. It's just nothing but grow, 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 grow. It's not grow and then backward and then grow
then
backwards like the stock market.
It's a lot different than the stock market.
Yeah, and this is a good opportunity. Do you have a lot of people who take this opportunity to maybe their parents, and they bring in somebody who's maybe in their 20s or in college even, and they kind of do these combo things, and they both, and then they learn about.
They do. They form a joint venture with their kids. They bring them in. We do a lot of that. There's just so many different ways.
When they bring in young people like this, do they catch on quickly? Or is it the type of situation where, okay, somebody in their 20s and they're in college, they get a certain return, and then they go out and they blow it and they didn't learn their lesson, then they come back and try it again? Does that happen, or do they reinvest?
Usually they reinvest because their parents are with them on it.
So they have no choice.
That's right. The parents are going to keep them on the straight and narrow.
It's probably best that way. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is
877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into trivia, and you always bring in some fun things that probably other people know about, but I don't. So,
well, today we're going to do Mother's Day because it's so important.
Brilliant.
I mean, a lot of things people don't know about Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
In 1870, there was a lady, she was an activist, a writer, and a poet. Her name was Julia Ward. She's the one that wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Really?
She suggested a day of peace and strongly advocated that other women stand up against the war. From this plea, she was able to get Boston to recognize mothers on the second Sunday of June.
Mm.
And that was in 1870. Then we had Anna Jarvis. Anna Jarvis was a woman that may have been behind the traditional Mother's Day, and I think she was. On the second Sunday of May, Anna never had any children, but wanted to carry out her own mother's wishes of Mother's Day, a day for moms. And she tirelessly campaigned for a Mother's Day, for a set day. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed a joint resolution designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day.
No.
1914.
And it's all because the whole process was first thought about in 1870.
That's right. And two different women were trying to get it passed. And, of course, Miss Jarvis, Anna Jarvis, never had any children. But because of her own mother, she wanted this passed. And Woodrow Wilson, of all people, 1914, signed it into law.
Wow.
How about that? So a lot of things that people might not know. There are 2 billion moms around the world.
2 billion?
2 billion. 85 million in the United States.
Wow.
Now, another thing. When moms are pregnant, they gain about 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
A polar bear gains 400 pounds. I thought that was important.
So the polar bear carries around an extra 400 pounds.
Yes.
Wow.
400 pounds.
Oh, wow.
In the U.S., moms do 88% of all laundry.
I'm sure.
This year, Americans will spend $23 billion on Mother's Day.
With a B.
With a B.
Wow, $23 billion.
Every retailer in the country is praying it'll be at their store.
Yeah, really.
They are. Now, this is something I did not know. Moms and babies can look at each other, and it synchronizes their heartbeat.
Really? Just through eye contact?
Just through eye contact. It synchronizes their heartbeat.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
There's so many interesting things about moms that most of us, do not know. Around the world, there'll be a quarter of all flowers are purchased for moms, as you probably know. Carnations are very popular. And they are thought to be made from the tears of Jesus' mother.
Really?
Yes. when she wept at his feet. Now then, pink and red carnations are given to mothers who are still alive. You remember that tradition.
Yeah.
The white ones, if your mother has passed away. And used to, every husband gave their wife a carnation corsage on Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's old-fashioned nowadays.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they don't even do that.
they should.
Yes. But they say a bouquet of flowers is good for positive health and psychological benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. It makes you feel good.
I think so, yeah.
Around the world, as I said, there's going to be 122 million phone calls.
So many phone calls.
And every florist jacks up the price of flowers on Mother's Day. I mean, it's the truth. Have you ever tried to buy from a florist for Mother's Day? The price is 3 to 4 times more than a regular week.
I did not know that.
It is. I learned that a long time ago.
I always just order them. Of course, you have to do it well in advance.
Yes, you do.
It's kind of like Valentine's Day.
Because they're going to run out.
They're going to run out, yeah. And so I never really compare the prices. I get them. You got to have them.
Well, and of course, you know how I feel about Sherry's Berries.
Yes.
I think that's the other great deal you can send. You know, those little box of 12 chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
Those are delicious.
They are delicious. And we give those, you know, at Christmas to people. And there's just so many things about Mother's Day, you know, that's unique.
Well, there's so many special things about mom that go unnoticed, you know, whether it's, you know, a stay-at-home mom or if it's somebody who's in the workforce or someplace in between. Mothers do so much. And so and it's almost like I wish we had more than just one day to honor moms.
And, you know, you're right. Moms carry the load of the family.
Mm-hmm.
They do everything for us. And people have just that one day a year to show their appreciation.
Yeah.
You know, everybody takes their mom to lunch,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the usually mom's favorite place. They'll spend the day with them, and that's just not enough for all they've done for us, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we came into the world on their lap,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we spend the rest of our life, you know, trying to appreciate them for what all they've done.
Yeah.
And, you know, years ago, I can remember at church seeing all the moms with those corsages and all this, just smiling, you know, just thankful for their kids and usually standing between the kids, you know?
Yeah.
And that's back when mothers wore hats. Remember all that?
Oh, it was all proper.
Oh, proper. And they wore gloves to church.
Uh-huh.
Boy, we've come a long way.
Yeah. So sometimes now you wear shorts and flip-flops.
Yes. And the world has changed a lot.
Yes.
And just think of... that's back when we used records, 45 RPs.
Loved it.
And all this other. And now what do we use? We just download the thing.
We MP3 everything.
Yes. So the world has changed, but mothers have not.
Yeah, well, now, and that's true.
Everything else in the world has changed, but mothers.
And, you know, mothers do so much for us before we're even born.
That's right.
Because, you know, they have to stay healthy and they have, you know, they go to the doctor and they make sure they're doing all the right things. And there's so much care and there's so much love and attention that goes into being a mother before you're even born. It's like we often don't even think about that.
That's right. And then once you're born, you know, they're the ones that get up early, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, make sure you're okay. They get you to school. They cook your lunch. I mean, you know, they take care of the family.
Yeah.
That's the whole deal. Mothers take care of the family.
Yeah.
Like nobody else.
They really are. They're smarter than men. We'll just go ahead and put it out there. We'll admit it.
How many men would admit that?
Probably not many.
They're the ones that hold the family together.
They really are.
And we just can't say enough about mothers.
Yeah, it's true. So you being a mother or,
yes.
or even a grandmother, because you
I
have
am.
Special memories with Ray Lynn that,
yes.
that you're making now. What are some of the things that you're appreciative about motherhood in general?
Well, I think it's wonderful to look at your children and say, you know, I have these wonderful children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they've grown up to be responsible people. They're respectful. They're kind. And, you know, I just love them for that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a privilege, I think, to be a mother and to have children.
Yeah.
And to be a grandmother.
Yes.
You know, Ray Lynn is always an amazing child, you mm-hmm. know. Sometimes she's wise beyond her years.
And she just turned six.
And the teacher said that they sent her a little message because it was Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh.
And so she took flowers for her teachers.
Oh, nice.
And then she took a little gift card. Mm-hmm. And the teacher sent her a little message. She said, "You're one of a kind and you're a born leader."
She's definitely in charge.
That's right. She's in charge lots of times. So the thrill of it, I think, for every mother, you know, is that these children, these grandchildren have come along and they make our lives richer and happier.
Yeah.
And we're so thankful to have them. And to be a mother, I think, is a great privilege.
I would imagine, as you know, being a mother and then, you know, seeing your own children grow up and then watch their children grow up and then be able to just kind of like sit back and watch it but still have a positive influence on both generations. I'm sure that's probably something that most mothers can sit back and be very, very proud of.
That's right. And, you know, growing up, children make things for you. And to me, that was one of the greatest things of all.
Yeah.
All the things that the children made and that we kept. You know, most mothers keep those things forever.
Oh, yes.
And the children don't care anything about them.
No.
But you do.
The children probably don't even remember making them.
They probably don't. But you keep them. You keep their cards. You know, their first, you know, handwritten little note to you.
Yep.
You know, it's really important.
Yeah. Usually somewhere in the box is a picture that they've made with crayons where they trace their hand and made it into something and then some kind of a macaroni noodle thing. Or
yeah, and they made a plaster of Paris hands. Remember that?
Oh, I forgot about those.
They made those, and I never will forget those. Yes, I kept those too.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people are not close to their mother. Mother's far away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot harder when your mother's far, far away. Like people tell me, you know, I had questions. I needed someone to talk to, you know, and they have to call long distance to get answers from their mothers.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, if they're right next door or down the street.
Yeah. And it's really a special thing, you know, like you're saying, if you are close to your mother and you can just pop in, yeah, go ahead and take advantage of that because there's a lot of people who can't.
And the other thing is once they're gone, you're going to have so many regrets.
Yes.
All the things you didn't ask them. And didn't say to them.
Yep.
That you could have, but you hesitated and didn't do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, mothers teach us. It's not the fathers that taught you everything. It's the mothers.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is. And so it's such a privilege, you know, to have a mother. And a lot of kids, you know, the ones that were adopted out, you know, they had that second mother.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the first one.
Yeah.
So like all of us, you know, most of us had that first mother.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mother's Day is the most special day of the year.
It really is.
And everybody should take their mother somewhere wonderful, spend the day with her.
Yeah.
You know?
If you're not close to her, make that phone call because there's 122 billion other people who are going to. So.
And they say the phone lines will be tied up forever.
I'm almost surprised the phone lines don't go down.
I am too. And of course, it's different nowadays. We have cell phones,
mm-hmm.
but all the landlines do get tied up.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so many people calling to talk to their mother, you know, to wish her a wonderful day and just catch up.
Yeah.
You know, so we're very, very thankful that Mother's Day does come this Sunday.
Yeah. And it's a very special weekend. So
it's
happy
a special
Mother's Day
weekend.
To not only to you, but all the mothers.
Thanks.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is
877-588-3330. And we're 3105 Big Spring next to Ivy Cottage, where everybody should buy their gifts for Mother's Day.
You can always go to the website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can see real numbers of money that real people are really making. They're not just made up or guessed. Those are hardcore facts. And so once a lot of people see those numbers, they probably don't realize how much money can be made through investing in life insurance policies and things like that. And I'm sure they probably come to you and say, Faye, is this real?
Well, and we do not have all the ones for this year up on the board yet.
Really?
We're behind.
Well, this has been a big year.
It's been a big year, and we have all those 9 policies to get up, and we will get those on the website.
Okay. So you've got several policies that are available now.
Yes.
Policies will be you'll be filling next week starting on Monday.
We're going to try to get this $5 million worth fill this week.
Wow. And then what happens after that?
And we'll be going getting more. And, you know, we've bid on a lot. A lot of them should be coming in.
So it's always, there's always opportunities coming in. So if there's not a policy for somebody right now, don't worry. This might be a good time maybe to do some of the preliminary work.
We're trying to decide who's going to go in which policy. And then remember, it takes us over a week to get the policies out because we will get we have to make three copies, remember, of every policy.
Yeah.
So we'll be getting all those policies out this next week.
So as you start bidding on new policies, what kind of a time frame would it be from, say, the time you first see a policy show up on your desk through the bidding process to the, you know, getting all the paperwork to actually when somebody starts investing? What kind of time frame is that?
You're looking at 2 to 3 weeks.
So that's not long at all.
No, but it, you know, it does take 2 to 3 weeks because once we get the bid, then we've got to get those signatures, and people are slow getting those policies back to us. You know, and then the insurance company has to change the name over.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So for somebody who has never done this before or has never called before, is this, I'm sure they're probably a little bit intimidated. They're probably thinking, my goodness, I don't really understand. I don't really know. Is it normal for people to come in and just ask questions right off the bat?
Certainly. They need to ask every question that's concerning them. Make sure they know how it works. Make sure they feel safe about it and that they're comfortable. If they are, you know, we'd love to have them.
Yeah, and this is not a big scary thing. This is something
it's just simple, and it just, you have to know and understand it. You have to take it slow, and we have to tell you all about it.
Yeah, and you, and when somebody does see a policy for the first time, I assume that you'll go over it with them and explain everything and, you know, exactly what they're investing in, the condition of the policy holder or the former policy holder, and so they know everything that's going on.
Yes.
So, what kinds of questions or what kinds of documents do people need to start getting together before they come talk?
Well,
to
they're going to have to get all the things that they're invested in,
okay,
and bring that in and let us look at it, because I don't know what investment they're going to move over.
Okay.
So we have to know which thing they're going to move over, which thing they're not moving, or if they're moving all of it, or if they're moving a 401k and an IRA and a joint account.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know all that. So we have to know where it is, where we can move it over.
So if say somebody wants to come in, just find out a little bit of information so they can go home and talk to their wife.
Yes.
And then maybe come back.
Sure.
Together and talk to you. That's pretty common, right?
That's pretty common.
Okay, cool. All right, this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. For those who want to get started in investing and getting ready to retire happy, early, and wealthy. Did we get it in the right order?
I think that's the right order. Happy is the main thing.
Yeah, that's
wealthy
number one.
Is going to be second.
Yeah. What's the phone number that they need to call to make an appointment?
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330.
Thank you, Faye.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.